It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Tim Reimers here at the Lumen Christi Stadium tonight. Brian Haynes requested the night off. I was glad that I had somebody with a little radio experience, but definitely a lot of football experience. Timmy, I'm glad you can make it out tonight. I hope we're in for a good game.
I believe so. Kind of a new team that come to the area that we're not familiar with, but we'll see how they can do.
Yeah, Lumen Christi hosting Toronto St. Michael's College School all the way here from Toronto. It's a several hours of trip. I guess they left early this morning, had some time to come in, and they had a practice facility, I guess, somewhere in the Detroit area they had been able to reserve. So they got a little practice and walked through some rest time, and now they arrived at the stadium ready to go here. Their first time for this matchup, although apparently Toronto St. Michael's does quite a bit of traveling to the United States. They try to play one game a year at least here in our country. And have had some success doing so. Go to Buffalo. They play in Texas. They've got a whole trip planned around this game tonight. They're going to play tonight, and then tomorrow they're going to go tailgate and enjoy the University of Michigan-Arkansas State game, too. So they'll be around for the weekend. And the Lumen Christi faithful here hoping that their time is not as fun as it could be because they don't win tonight. We don't know a ton about this team. We'll get into it a little bit here in the pregame. Toronto St. Michael's, the Blue Terriers, I believe, we nailed down as their mascot. So we'll get a little more into it here. Let's take a break on the pregame for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll look at these lineups and get you set up for the game. Again, it's Lumen Christi hosting Toronto St. Michael on WKHM online at WKHM.com. Back in three.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lammersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, the broadcast team today as Lumen Christie Titans host the Toronto St. Michael's College School Blue Terriers. And, Timmy, we'll start with Lumen Christie coming off a loss in a tough matchup. Had to head over to Pontiac last week to take on Notre Dame Prep, 28-24 the final. And not knowing right away, but partway through that game, we learned Cadell Williams had had a broken hand and he wasn't playing. That scenario is still intact tonight. He's not dressed with a cast on his hand, so that one of the best running backs, certainly in the county and maybe in the state, unavailable tonight for the Titans. Next guy up, they'll be ready to go. I don't have a, but you're not the same if you don't have the number one guy out there.
No, during the week at practices, you've got your squad that you think you're going to play the game with, and something like that happens during a game. At least they've had 1 week of practice to prep with their backups, and I'm pretty confident that they'll do quite well in the running game.
Yeah, and I can only assume that the bulk of carries will go Josh DeMont's way. He was even getting carries in the game against Michigan Center, able to get, he's a good runner, so it's not a huge drop off. But yeah, they'll have a kind of a committee back there. They'll share the carries around, and maybe it's even a chance for Timmy Crowley to go to the air a little bit more. And we know he's got the arm to do so, but they don't ask him to do it much.
Well, they don't really have to much.
That's true. Why risk it when you can control the clock, you control the tempo of the game all the way through with the running game the way Lumen Christie does, better than anyone I've ever seen. As the team makes their way out onto the field, their traditional rip through the banner there on their way to the sideline, gets the crowd energized. Of course, the band loves it too. Meanwhile, Toronto St. Michael's, don't know a lot about them, as I mentioned, but they play Canadian football, which does have some differences from the American game. They do, they have... larger field dimensions, wider.
It's wider
and longer.
Ten yards longer in the playing field, and both end zones are 20 yards instead of 10.
The goal posts are on the goal line instead of in the back of the end zone like in the American game.
Yep.
And so because they're the visitors, they will play
with the American rules.
And so that'll be a little bit of adaptation. There's some other moments in it where, for instance, they'll... they have to give kind of a 5-yard cushion for catching a punt, for instance.
Yes.
Some of those things that these guys will get used to. And GOC was able to talk with their head coach earlier this week, and we got to hear from him. He said, they do expect to make a few mistakes with that, but they're doing pretty well with it. And I think they're pretty prepared. It's a good football program and with a lot of 20 years, I think, with the same head coach.
Yep.
That gives you a lot of consistency, a lot of stuff that's reliable. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the pregame. We'll get the anthem here in the building, and when we come back, we'll be ready for kickoff. Lumen and Toronto St. Michael's at WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all-natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals-to-go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small-town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers on the pregame here, Toronto St. Michael's. Again, I mentioned Timmy, GOC had talked to their head coach earlier in the week. GOC asked him what players to watch out for. He came right out and he said wide receiver Nathan Naumann. And I think it's interesting when a head coach says their receiver is a guy that you have to watch for. Looking for maybe a little bit of an air assault here from the Toronto St. Michael's team, maybe going to the air early and often.
Well, it would be one way to kind of neutralize a team that controls the ball. If you need a quick score and you've got the ability to throw it, I could neutralize it and kind of even things out.
I think an opportunity to just trying to get the ball in your best player's hands as often as possible. So Nathan, expect a good diet of Nate Naumann. Gavin Kelly, I believe, is the quarterback's name. He said he does make mistakes, but he's very poised, and so we expect a good effort out of him. And the other note that he made on the defensive side is that his linebackers are hard hitters and blue-collar players, and so that'll translate well to trying to stop the Lumen run game.
Yeah, their front seven against Lumen's front seven. Let's see how they do.
And let's see how we do. We do have a patchwork roster, let's call it, for trying to figure out who's who for the Toronto St. Michael's team. It should be good for the Titans, but the Terriers are going to be a bit of a problem. So please bear with us while we try to make sure we get people's names handwritten. And I can assume it's a grown-up that wrote it, but
yeah.
If they told me that it was someone who was about 9 years old, that I would believe that too.
I am not one to pick on handwriting.
You never should be either. Kickoff goes through the end zone. Toronto St. Michael's will start with the ball here from the 20, and they come out I formation pretty much, Timmy. Two wide receivers. And it's a handoff right away. Lumen's in the backfield with him, nowhere to go. Might have lost a yard back to the 19. Just a little run to the right side. Shut down. Game tackle.
Sean Lewicki got that tackle.
Yeah, they do give Wilicki credit up here in the booth. The talented crew up here handling operations for the Lumen roster, shot clock, all the things. Second down and call it 10. I formation. One wide receiver this time. And this time another handoff.
Off tackle. Good play by the defensive line.
Nowhere to go again. No running room for the ball carrier. For the backs.
I believe that was Charlie Sanders that got the ball.
And we had a name for the runner. As I mentioned, we might come up short a little bit. Julian McKenzie, I believe, is their feature back. I don't know if we've seen him carry yet. They go with another run on third down, and again, no room to go anywhere.
I tried a quick toss to the left, and it actually lost 2 yards.
There's McKenzie again on the carry. And stop for no gain, bringing up fourth down and 10.
Baker brings up fourth and 10.
So nothing tricky. No pass plays even here on the first possession. Maybe the coach just wanted to kind of give the players a chance to get acclimated to the atmosphere here.
Yeah, get their feet wet a little bit.
So it will be a punt. Dumont back to return for Lumen Christi. Snaps a little awry, but he does get a good high kick away, but it's not going to go very far. Bounces at the 35 and takes a St. Michael's hop, but bounces back again at the 40. So Lumen's going to get great field position on their first drive from the St. Michael's 38-yard line, first and 10 for Lumen. A lot of leg into that punt, but it just went straight up, essentially. And
great hang time.
Great hang time. There was never going to be much return. But didn't go very far, and so the Titans will huddle up here. Timmy Crowley making his way in from the sideline with the play. 9:57 to play, first quarter. Scoreless so far. First quarter, as usual, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Bringing the heat since 1943. Industrial Steel Treating. And first down, the gives to DeMont. He gets blocked, breaks a tackle, wrapped up, and backs it over. Moonwalks a little bit to the 29. So 9 yards on first down for Lumen Christi. Nothing tricky there, just well blocked.
Yes, sir. And they, those linebackers, well, what we talked about in the pregame, need to step that up a little.
Second down and one. Titans inside of the St. Michael's 30-yard line. And they break the huddle, and they run the I formation. Two receivers to each side for Crowley. He gives to the fullback, and he's got the first down, and then a little more. And Isaac Rayburn's going to carry it to about the 24-yard line.
First down.
And that's a tight first down. 23-yard line.
That's one of those plays you expect to see. Short yardage, give to the fullback, and just let him make a bunch of mess in the middle.
You know that, like, halfback trap play that they, or fullback trap play that they sometimes run, that's over the years you've seen that go for big gains at times for the Titans if they catch that defensive line napping a little bit. That, you know, waiting on that a little slower to develop, hand off to the tailback. In this case, you give it to that fullback and he's already into the hole and getting positive yardage. There's a little counter play to Dumont, and gosh, St. Michael's good penetration, but Dumont quick enough to get right past it, and they're going to get another first down, and that's going to be down to the 12-yard line.
That was a good open field tackle by Voss Pittas for the Blue Terriers.
So Titans doing what Titans do. Big chunk run plays here in their first possession. 8:25 to play in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, and we're scoreless, but the Titans in the red zone now. With a fresh set of downs and 12 yards to gain to the end zone. Well, offset eye here. Pitch out to the right side. Cutting it back into the middle and inside the 5-yard line. Brought down at the 3. Carry there for. That is Amarion Clay on the carry. Clay did some surprising stuff on the basketball court for the Titans in this past season. Making big triples. That corner three-pointer is his shot. Now he's showing a little surprising run skill here.
He is a talented athlete.
So So it'll be a second down and one from the four-yard line here, but the Titans, again, knocking on the door of the end zone. They give it to Rayburg. Piles in. And the pile leads in. There's a touchdown signal. Titans touchdown, Isaac Rayburg.
That was that same play they had the short yardage earlier. They just handed to that fullback and makes his way in.
And Amarion Clay with a little extra push from behind, I think, to move that pile a little bit. Titans into the end zone, touchdown. Brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And 6-0 Lumen with an extra point pending here from Salazar. Holds good, kick is up, and it's through. 7-0 Titans, 7:27 to play first quarter. Kickoff coming up after a 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
7-0 Titans, ready to kick it off here. Second chance here for St. Michael's. Again, visiting from our neighbors to the north. And shout out to any listeners who might be listening out there in Canada. And I don't know, I expect a little more creativity on this offensive possession, Timmy. You got that 7-0 deficit. Now you don't really have time to get acclimated because before you know it, you're comfortable. You're down two scores or something. So you like to go out and answer here on this possession.
Well, let's see what that quarterback can do with their top receiver.
Yeah, we haven't seen him get a touch yet. They just went kind of three basic running plays out of that I formation. Maybe setting up some play action here. Under center for Kelly. And he is back to throw. We got one-on-one on the sideline, and the leg's tied up. That's going to bring a flag out. So they'll get at least some gain here on a pass interference call.
There's a flag on the play.
So it certainly will be a penalty and some moving the chains a little forward yardage here for St. Michael's.
Anytime that receiver is pushed off of his route, it will definitely be called.
And again, it looked just like one of those times when they're running stride for stride and the legs get tied up and he went down, but that'll move it out to the 35 after the touchback. So 15 yards and first and 10 from that spot for St. Michael's. 7:21 to play first quarter. They trail 7-0, but they do come out and throw right away.
Here's a new formation for him.
Yeah, a little bit of motion here as the receiver goes all the way over. The double receivers to the left. They'll pitch it out to the right weak side. Mishandled pitch and had to get on the ground. Titans think they have it. Waiting for a signal from the officials.
They get to keep it.
Yeah. The officials didn't really get in there as energetic as the Titans, and it looked like he had it. McKenzie had several opportunities to kind of dive on it. So they will keep it, and that'll make a second down at 13 after a loss of yardage.
They don't have like a number scheme, so like there's right yards numbers.
Yeah, I know. Chris Adams, the guy over there, he got the down box. That was my that's the crew I worked on.
And here's a play, another kind of mishandled pitch, and this time the Titans right there. The ball stays with St. Michael's, but hard to get any positive yardage when the Titans are tackling in the backfield. That's going to bring up third down and about 18.
Antoine Baker got in very quickly for the defensive line, and he did cause some havoc.
Big third down play here. St. Michael's risk giving it back to the Titans with plenty of time here still in the first quarter. 6:08 ticking away. Titans already lead at 7-0. Now a big four wide receiver set here. And pistol formation with one back in the backfield. Looks like maybe even changing the play here at the line. Shotgun snap. And now the play clock runs out, and we get a timeout from St. Michael.
Timeout, St. Michael.
Just before that play clock gets to zero. They take a timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 5:49 to play first quarter. When we come back, Lumen leads 7-0 on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So pass play on third down. Lumen Christie in the backfield with him, tries to escape, throws an incomplete pass that was nearly picked off. That'll bring up fourth down at about 16 here for St. Michael's, and another punt coming. The punter standing with his heels there at the 15-yard line. Again, no time back there to throw. We don't really get to see the guy's arm.
Returnable.
Punt bounces and picked up on the run. And about the, she's about the 45 and carries it over to the 44 in St. Michael's territory again. And so the Titans start with great field position here. Their second possession, leading 7-0 with 5.5 to play.
Julian McKenzie did make a good open field tackle on that return.
Check out the personnel group here for the Titans in the backfield. Looks like Kenyon Bushinski into the game. Plays some fullback, and it looks like Clay will be the lead back. Crowley under center, again to 44, and it's another give to the fullback. Bushinski's going to get a couple yards and then hit and tackled backwards. From the 43.
Number 5, Joe McCarthy. Good job filling that hole as a linebacker.
42-yard line here, so they'll give him 2 yards on the carry. Second down and 8 for the Titans. Here in the first quarter, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. Bringing the heat since 1943. Supporting high school football for a long time, too, in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. Titans lineup. Again, kind of a two backs side by side in the backfield. Crowley looking to throw just a quick receiver route, making one on one over there. Break gets past the defender. They do get some assistance. They will move the chains down to the 30 on the reception for Lumen Christie. And that catch made by Cash Kalahar for the first down.
Good athletic play. Just kind of caught it in the flat and made one move and got around him.
First and 10, Titans at the 30-yard line. Cash Kalahar, talented baseball player, no position he plays.
I'm guessing pitcher.
Catcher. He made the catch there. He does that all the time. It's where his skill set lies. First and 10 from the 30. And there's play action for Crowley rolling out. Looking downfield, he's got a man in the flat. Caught there by Bushinski and tackled out on the sideline at the 28-yard line. So only 2 yards there on the play, but positive yardage out of the passing game for the Titans.
Defender was on him pretty tight. I wish I knew his number.
Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Titans and driving here. As we mentioned, if you missed it in the pregame, we do have a less than complete roster for St. Michael's, but we're doing our best. Second down and 8 yards for the Titans inside of the 30-yard line. St. Michael's territory, 3:36 to play, first quarter for IST. Pitch out to Clay. Gets to the edge, turns it inside of a defender. Going to make his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen! Well blocked and well run. Clay just set up the blocks. Moved inside and out. Really a straight sprint and untouched to the end zone.
Great downfield blocking. They weren't, really prepared, or maybe they were just well blocked, but a good job by that offensive line up front and then the receivers downfield.
Play with the 28-yard touchdown run for the Titans, and they go up 13-0, extra point for Salazar now. There's the snap. A little high, but the hold gets down. Salazar makes a kick. It's good, and 14-0 Titans. 3:25 to play first quarter. Back in 30 seconds with another kickoff on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
3:25 to play. We're in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, and the Titans lead at 14-0. That last touchdown, of course, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime, and we'll kick it off again. Titans going back to St. Michael's. It'll be their third try here in the first quarter. Have not gotten a first down through an offensive play. They had 15 yards in the positive after a pass interference call. Now on the kick return at the 10 to the 13 and brought down by a slew of Titans. And on the return there for St. Michael's, number 18 was Nate Norman, the talented wide receiver. And you can see Newman's got, he's got good length. And they'll look to work him in the passing game here, I think. But with 3:18 to go in the first quarter, they need to figure out something to get the football moving.
That first play of their second possession, they did throw it deep to get that pass interference. Let's see if they can do it again. At least complete one this time.
It gets really hard to stop the Titans when you're letting them play with that short of a field. So anything that can get, kind of flip the field a little bit here. Now we've got the trickiest formation we've seen out of them. And there's a snap, pitch out to the left, and coming around and brought down. He's going to lose a couple yards inside of the 10 there. So the Titans have been ready for any running plays here so far.
I believe that was Sean Lewicki again coming in. Amarian Clay, yeah. Came in as a corner, unblocked.
Second down and 16.
Second down, 16 yards, 2:47 to play, first quarter clock running, and the Titans have pushed St. Michael's back again. Shotgun here with a pistol back, looking to throw quickly out into the flat, and the timing route there was off as the as McKenzie was just turning to look, and the ball was already about to hit the ground behind him. So part of that, thanks to the pressure that the Titans have been able to get almost every play here.
Even if it were completed, I do not believe he would have gotten far.
No. Titans defense right now has these guys figured out, not being fooled. 2:34 to go. The clock stops with the incomplete pass, but it's third down and 16 now for St. Michael's. Shotgun here. I believe Kelly is the quarterback's name. Back to throw. Sideline and incomplete, out of bounds. So we'll bring up another 4th and 16, and we'll get another look at that punting unit for St. Michael's.
Brings up fourth down.
It's just the pressure from the defensive line. He doesn't have a whole lot of time to throw it anywhere.
This time the punter going to be punting out of the end zone.
Two previous high snaps.
That one's just about spot on, and a decent kick this time fielded at the 35, though.
Fair caught.
And fair caught, yeah.
Kalahar
fair catches. First and 10 for the Titans from
the 32-yard line.
32. 2:21 to play. First quarter, 14-0 Titans lead. And they'll get the football back with a chance to make this a three-score lead. And we haven't seen anything so far from the Terriers that would show that they can stop the Titans' powerful run game. And they even, the Titans even went a couple times to that passing game.
I can't remember, but I think they've only started inside the 40 twice, maybe all three possessions.
Yeah. And worth noting, Timmy, the St. Michael's team, this is their first game. So with little miscues on maybe the pitch outs and some of that stuff, that's to be expected in their first game. Titans here out for the third time. So, a little advantage in rhythm here. You'd almost expect it in the first. Quick pass to the... To the receiver on the right side for Crowley's completed, and we'll see, he got pushed out of bounds, but it looks like
Jack Davis pushed him out.
Short of the marker? No, they will move the marker to the first down and 10 from the 22-yard line for Lumen.
And quick 5-yard route, hit him, made the rest happen.
J.J. Brown with the catch on the play. First and 10 Titans. 14-0 lead, 2:16 to play first quarter. Now they're, again, right down there near that red zone area. Charlie Saunders comes off the field. Kalahar split wide left, Brown to the right. Two backs, and it's Clay and it's Bashinsky. And Bashinsky takes a handoff and gets down to the goal line. Did he get in? No, they're going to say just short. So it's about a 21-yard run for Bashinsky. Again, that dive play to the fullback has been there so far all game. That's the best one so far as they get it down to the 1-yard line. Must have got his knee down just as before the ball passed over the goal line, because at the end of that play, he was on top of the defender and kind of rolled in. So
it was a great effort to reach.
The officials were all over it, though. You could see them on both sides of the field checking that goal line. So first to go for the Titans. Four tries at it from the one. We're inside of 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and it's a 14-0 Titans lead. And they give it back to Bashinsky to finish off the drive. Touchdown, Lumen! All of our touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. With 1:37 to play in the first quarter, another extra point attempt here for Salazar to put the Titans ahead 21-0. Nothing tricky out of the Titans, although they have, again, those, we don't usually see those quick wide receiver passes and things they've been throwing today, so opened up the playbook a little bit.
Yep. With some question marks at running back, but really, what do you have to question?
Yeah. Kick is up, and it's good. And it's 21-0 Titans. 30-second commercial break. Another Titans kickoff coming up on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
High School Football, Tim Reimers, in his broadcast debut as a football analyst. We've seen you on air, the listeners have heard you on Talkback Jackson a few times.
Always a Friday.
This kick is going to be short of the end zone. So the first time that will another return, excuse me, we did see one before, working to the outside. It gets to the sideline. Speeding in there to make a tackle for the Titans.
Adam Fuller.
Yeah, Fuller.
Way to break down. Wrap your arms.
It's a nice return for St. Michael's. It looked like it was setting up to be. They'll get it out to the 19. First and 10 there. And they've, again, failed to move the chains via play calling. They had a 15-yard penalty, and that's been kind of the biggest offensive move for St. Michael's. They come up to the line. Look at that big tight end they've got out there. He's got to be 6'6".
He can do some damage.
under center this time, and play action. Gets a throw away. He's got one-on-one. Stops, makes a catch at the 40. Turns and runs to the 45 and now down to the 47-yard line. And there's the biggest offensive play of the night so far for St. Michael's.
Clay was in position as a corner, and it was kind of a short throw. Receiver made a good play on the ball and came back to it.
You think that was just a back shoulder throw? Or
I think he might have short-armed that one a little bit.
He had a defender in his face, so he got everything he could into it. Had the one-on-one and that 50-50 ball. Thomas read it first and got the catch. First and 10, Terriers at the 47-yard line. Still on their own side of the field, but with a minute three to play, a little something working with the offense. They'll hand it off on first down. Breaks a couple tackles into the secondary. Into Lumen territory. Nice strong run on that play. And so they move the football.
Wells, the ball carrier.
And it looks like they'll spot that at the 47.
Second down.
On the other side of the field, though, and the Titans see themselves back up a little bit. Second and four.
That was well blocked by that offensive line. The Titans have three down linemen. Looks like some wide. Well, they are defensive ends. It's a five front.
There's another handoff, and bashes into the defense. He falls forward. So takes it down to the 48, maybe? No, 49, so they'll lose a couple on the play. And that was just really a collision there at the line. And Lumi got the better of it, stopped it for a loss. Third down at 7 now for St. Michael's.
We did find out the quarterback's last name is Kelly.
That's what I had. All right.
Yeah.
Little research paid off today. Time runs out of the first quarter. 21-0. Lumen Christie leads. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. We'll start the second quarter when we come back. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers here at Lumen Christie High School. Second quarter about to get underway. 21-0 lead for the Titans. A third and seven scenario here for St. Michael's from the Titans 49-yard line. Shotgun for Kelly. Four wide receivers, well, a wing and three receivers, and they hand it off on third down, and the Titans right there to stop it for maybe another short loss to make it fourth and about eight now.
Isaac Mackey. Yeah. Isaac Mackey, great job filling that in.
And looks like the punt unit will come back out for St. Michael's. I'll tell you what, at midfield, even if they ran a play and gave back to Lumen, this would be Lumen's worst starting field position of the game. So maybe, I don't know if I'd even punt, except you don't know what you're going to be able to get done on the offense so far. One really nice passing play, and then the run game gets snuffed out again by the Titans front seven.
I think at this point you just kind of go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, down 21-0. There's a snap. Good for the punt. And this time he got a good kick into it. Backpedaling to the 18, a fair catching for Kalahar there.
Kalahar is going to be first and 10 for the Titans.
And spot it. Where are we going to see it get put down at? There's three guys out there. Next game.
Up 5 yards.
22-yard line. Yeah, 22-yard line.
Well, the offense did well enough to flip the field on the Titans.
11:09 to play here. Second quarter of action. That's brought to you by Prime Cuts. at that big city selection from a small town place like Prime Cuts. Great food, great meat selection. I like to go there and get the tri-tip. That's my kind of my signature dish, but it's all good over there. Shout out to Darren, my buddy over at Prime Cuts. Shotgun here for Crowley on first and 10 for the Titans. Again from the 22, and he takes the snap and we'll get it whistled dead.
Delay of game.
Delay of game, so they didn't get the playoff before the shot clock ran out there. Play clock, they call it in football, but.
I caught it.
Hey, thanks to Ghost Energy Drink, one of our sponsors tonight, and Ghost Hydration. I went with the energy drink, although tonight the Phase Pop flavor, double the calories of my normal choice. So you go from 5 to 10. 10 calories, no sugar, no artificial colors.
Can you afford that, the calories?
Afford the calories. We'll burn that before the end of this broadcast. Crowley takes the snap now. Going one-on-one, pass up the sideline, jump ball. Oh, and nearly pulled down by Lumen. Jumping up there and had a grab at it. That's Wes Learned. But couldn't quite hold on to it. And so it's just a long incomplete. Second down and 15 for the Titans from their own 17-yard line.
Did have a safety over top of them that even if he would have completed it, probably would have been tackled. A good attempt nonetheless. That was the deepest play we've seen them run.
Yeah, and you like to see him kind of trusting his receiver to go up and get it over one of these defensive backs. Crowley now under center. Single back is Clay. He takes the carry, bounces it outside, now cuts back in, breaks a tackle there. To the sideline, 30, 35, 40. Did he step out? He gets up to the 50, and they say no. Walk the tightrope there into St. Michael's territory at the 49-yard line. Big run for Amarion Clay and the Titans. First down.
I'm not sure the defense was set on the left side of that defensive line, and that benefited the Titans.
Some ways you are just feeling that first game jitters here a little, or whatever you want to call it, rust for St. Michael's.
Well, Lumen Christie's had a couple of games to work out the kinks and figure out some things that haven't worked.
Yeah. Play back in there. His feet are on the 45. Not going to him. Quick out pass to Kalahar. Turns it upfield now. He's got a first down and then some. He's brought out of the sideline. We'll see where they spot that. I think they got his first step out at the 29. No, 30. Yeah, 29. Excuse me.
DiLorenzo.
But another nice quick pass play for the Titans.
DiLorenzo pushed him out after a very good move on a short pass.
First down, Titans in St. Michael's territory at the 29 with 10:45 to play here, second quarter, brought to you by Prime Cuts. Other sponsors would like to say thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Arrow Quip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. I formation here. Oh, offset eye. They give it to the fullback. Mashinsky again through the line. Bounces. And down to the 10. Ooh. Manhandles him and takes it down to about the 1 yard line. Kenny Mashinsky.
He saw that end zone and the defender in his way.
That was a tough run.
I feel bad for the defender.
They're going to put it on the 3 yard line there. First and goal for the Titans from there. They'll get four tries. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter over Napoleon, Columbia Central, and Napoleon tied at 6 apiece. Good rivalry out there in Napoleon.
That's always a fun one to watch.
Wyszynski back in at fullback. They give it to him again. He battles for the 3 yards, takes it into the end zone. Wait for the signal to the officials. That's there. Touchdown, Lumen. 27-0 here with 10:05 to play still first half.
That is their bread and butter in a short yardage.
Touchdown.
Nothing fancy, just turn around and hand it off.
Touchdown brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. Excuse me, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. I think that's fitting that that's a Wyszynski touchdown for Aspen. Although usually, yes. His dad right here in front of us as the extra point is through. 28-0 Titans. 30-second commercial break. We'll kick it off again here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
10:05 to play here, first half. Titans lead at 10, 28 to nothing. And another kickoff here for Lumen. Two touchdowns for Bashinsky. That's been all about the fullback down in those short yardage situations.
Well, it works.
Yeah, they haven't messed up yet. Salazar's kick is a liner to the 5. Fielded there and on the run out to the 20. Up to the sideline, breaks through, and Nick gets past the 30. I got him out to the 32. And that is where they'll spot it. First and 10 for St. Michael's. A decent return there. And they'll take over. Just under 10 minutes to play in the first half.
Kalahar made that good play on the sideline. Get him out of bounds.
So glimpses for St. Michael's here on the last possession. Going to the air, making a big play.
They did positive things last drive. Let's see if they can continue.
Trying to build on that here. Kelly out of the shotgun here, pistol formation. McKenzie, I think, is a deep back. He takes the snap, looking to throw. Goes over the sideline. It's up a little high. Clay coming through and nearly intercepting. Instead of just break up the pass, incomplete second and 10 for the Terriers. There's a flag out. False start against St. Michael's, so we'll move it back 5 yards and try first down again.
Well, we keep coming back to them first game jitters, possibly.
Declined the penalty, so they'll take the loss of down second and 10 here for St. Michael's.
Confident in that defense to stop them with 10 yards.
Stops the clock with 9:54 to play in the first half. Again, working out of the shotgun kind of spread here for receivers. For Kelly, the junior quarterback, takes a snap. Gets the throw out, sideline into double coverage. That's intercepted. Can of corn there for Marion Clay. And he'll fall back to the 36-yard line in Titan territory. But second down, but that's almost the play I would have run on that fourth down in midfield. Just throw something up there.
See what can happen.
Instead of the punt.
Even an interception is as good as a punt.
Yep, although this comes on second down, so they wouldn't like to add a couple more plays, but it's first and 10 Titans from the 36-yard line. On their half of the field, Crowley will come in with the play from the sideline with 9:47 to play, 28-0 Titans. We're just here heading towards halftime. Last update from GOC, the Tigers were leading 1-0 on a Kerry Carpenter home run. Crowley with two receivers to his right, runs out to throw and into the flat, and caught by J.J. Brown, turns it upfield. He'll get pushed out at about the 50-yard line, first and 10 for the Titans, about a 14-yard gain.
Good route by the tight end.
I like seeing the passing playbook open up a little bit here for the Titans in this game. So Crowley's got some arm talent that we don't get to see a lot when you're handing it off to Cadell Williams, and he's, you know, breaking huge touchdown runs all the time. He's out with the broken hand. The running game has still been unstoppable, but I like that they've been a little more creative with the play calling.
Well, we've come in knowing that the line is probably their biggest and best they've had in quite a while.
Another halfback trap to Bashinsky, and he's still on his feet at the 30. Running behind the blockers, now a sprint to the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen! 50 yards for Bashinsky to pay dirt. 34-0 Titans.
One thing I like watching Lumen Christie Titans is their downfield blocking. As those linemen get to the second level, then those receivers get downfield. It is something good to watch.
Yep, you're Bashinsky. You can't believe that you're that far down the field untouched. I mean, really untouched because you still had blocking, and he did a great job of using those blocks.
He read it well. Himself,
yeah. The way they drew it up. 9 minutes, 30 seconds to play, 34-0. We'll see if they can make it 35 with the extra point here. The hold is down. The kick is in. And there you go. It's 35-0 Titans. 30-second break. They'll kick it off again. Lumen all over St. Michael so far here on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Out of town scoreboard, Michigan Center leading Jonesville 7-6 with just under 2 minutes to play in the first half. We still have 9:29 to play in our first half here. It's a 35-0 lead for the Titans. And another Salazar kickoff is going to come down at about the 3 yard line, fielded there. Started to the left, now turning back to the right sideline. Spinning away from a tackler, but going down at the 25 is St. Michael's.
Fitzpatrick tripped him up just as he went by.
I got to be honest with you, Tim. I've given up really trying. It's double indemnity. They got the white jerseys with the light blue numbers. It's tough to see anyway. And then our makeshift roster is leaving me a little speechless. We'll go with the names we know. Kelly at the quarterback, and it looks like McKenzie is the running back. Wide left here is Noman. We've got 9:22 to play, and it's first and 10 from the 25. Looking to throw quick to the right side, and he makes the catch. Works his way ahead for about 3 yards. Second down and 7 for St. Michael's.
I think a couple of these habits of a Canadian football team, they're kind of heading towards the line of scrimmage pre-snap, but I think the officials are being generous tonight.
Tick under 9 minutes here. Looks like we could end up with a running clock for much of this game later on. So as much as we're getting behind some of the other games in the area, I think we'll be able to catch up in the second half. 8:44 to play. Handoff on second down. Able to stand his feet. Breaks a couple tackles. Spins up near the give him the 34-yard line. And that'll make a third down and about one here. First time we've seen St. Michael's kind of have this short yardage scenario.
Good, tough run. Mackey did bring him down.
Yeah, McKenzie looks big and strong.
They are a physical team.
They've seemed a little uncertain, I guess that's the way I would describe it. Mm-hmm. And easy to see, you're out of your element here in a foreign country, your first game of the year.
You got to think, what's the body feeling like after a traveling
Wow, Lumen almost in there to steal the snap. That's how quick they got off the line. Instead,
that was quick enough, I didn't even see who that was.
They're going to put it at the 33 now, so 4th and 2 for St. Michael's.
Brings up fourth down.
Yeah, Lumen came in with a blitz, and he timed it so well that he was practically standing there when the quarterback caught the snap, let alone tried to hand it off.
Defender's dream, get it before the quarterback.
Kelly in the shotgun. They are going to come out and run a play on fourth down and 2. Three wide receivers in that kind of wing player there. H-back maybe, I don't know. Snap is low, and he went down to his knees, so he's down immediately. And so Lumen will take over.
Another short field.
And where are they going to spot that? At the 28. First and 10 Titans. So they give up. So they get a couple positive yards plays.
Yep.
For St. Michael's, quick pass, and then a nice run by McKenzie, and then the Lumen defense tightened it up, moved them back, and now take over on first and 10 inside the 30-yard line with 7:06 to play first quarter and a 35-0 lead. Our last update from Napoleon was a 13-6 score with Columbia Central leading with just a couple minutes to play in the first half. There's a pitch out to Dumont. A first down. He'll take it up to the 20.
A few terriers gotten in on that tackle.
About 9 yards on the play for Lumen.
Second down and 3 for the Titans.
Oh, they moved back a little bit there. 21-yard line. 6:43 to play, and the clock runs in the first quarter, or the first half. Second quarter is brought to you by second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts.
Benny Gaston in, a quarterback for the Titans.
And we got a quarterback change here. Benny Gaston's going to get into the game now for Lumen.
There you go. One of the benefits of a game like this.
And then right away, a miscue. Turn around to hand off. They kind of collided in the backfield. So a second and 2 will be about a third down and 6. As the clock runs.
Brings up third down and 6.
That's got to be, I don't know Herb Brogan well, Timmy, but if you go into the game and make that play right away, and then you got to walk back over to the sideline and get the play from Herb.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything you can really say, is there? You're like, oh, sorry, coach.
5:43 to go here, first half. The call is in. The Titans come up to the line, leading 35-0. Looks like Dumont's the deep back. No, it's a different back. They pitch it out and run it through. And going to get past the 20 to the first down distance. And it's, we don't have that number on my roster.
I didn't get to see who that was.
Number 8?
Paul Sattler.
Sattler is the carrier.
Ah,
now.
Yes.
It's first down, Titans. In the red zone again at the 17-yard line. We're down to 5 minutes here in the first quarter now. 35-0 Lumen.
It's always a good benefit of this kind of a game. You get some other players a lot more playing time when it's this early.
Yep, there's another gift to the fullback. Carrying it down to the 10. It's about 8 yards. On first down there.
Contact with an easy run there.
Yeah, and again, that's a sophomore, Jake Contat, fullback linebacker on the roster here with a 35-0 lead. Titans continue to drive, second down at about 3 from the 10.
I do believe they got a couple of reserve linemen in also. But really, it kind of all stays the same.
Second quarter for Prime Cuts. And taken away to the 4-minute mark. I form for the Titans under center. Benny Gaston gives to the back and slams through the hole down to the goal line. Stopped short, but a nice run.
Eight yards before he was touched.
And again, we got King on the carry there. We're speculating. Number 6 is
yes,
the
Tommy King.
Report Tommy King on the carry.
Family in the stands tonight.
Must be, yeah. I'm glad we're stationed here near the King cheering section. Tommy King of the carry down to the 1 yard line. First and goal, Titans. 3:33 on the clock and ticking away. Looks 1 second on the play clock, so that's done. What do we have here? A timeout call?
Delay a game call.
Titans will take the penalty and move back 5 yards.
Sometimes
a
backup quarterback needs just a little more instruction on the sideline, and just took a little too long.
Well, at the 35-0 lead, no reason to put your foot on the gas here. There's a give again to King. And it's in for the touchdown. And I wasn't even sure it was King, but number one fan here in the stands on her feet on the bench.
That's some proud
touchdown Lumen. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning today. All of our touchdowns, and all of them have been Lumen touchdowns so far. 41-0 with an extra point coming, and still 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first half.
Different players, same result.
Hold is good, and the kick is up. And count it, 42-0 Titans, 30-second commercial break. Another kickoff coming up on WKHF.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Titans will kick it off again here. Keeps a return down on the 2-yard line for St. Michael's. 3:16 to play, 42-0 Titans. Second quarter for Prime Cuts, and that kick is up in the air. End over end, down to the 5. Field there, again returning, and decides to go toward that right sideline. Spins away from a tackle, but ultimately brought down. Just too many Titans around. 20-yard line, 1st and 10 for St. Michael's.
Good coverage on that kickoff.
You're just joining us, Toronto St. Michael's College School. Joining us here at Lee Christie High School, all the way from Canada. We've got a whole weekend they'll be spending in Michigan, including a trip to Ann Arbor tomorrow to watch the University of Michigan play. And as a couple of Michigan fans here, Timmy, I hope that the game they watch tomorrow starts out 42-0.
In favor of our team.
The Wolverines.
Yes.
At formation. Handoff, right side. Spins away from a defender. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle. Now out to the 30. Gang tackle there, but a nice play to stay on his feet. Gains 9 yards or so. And under 3 minutes to play in the first half, St. Michael's with a nice run.
Yeah, a good hard run. Didn't want to go down.
And Carter Wells giving credit for the carry on that play. For those of us joining us via WKHM.com, listening in Canada, our neighbors to the north. I hope the weather up there is as good as it is right here in Jackson, Michigan tonight.
That's beautiful.
And there's a handoff. And again, Lumen's right there for contact, but the runner doesn't go down on first contact. This time, though, not able to chase it forward any. So it'll remain third down and at the 30-yard line with one to gain.
That's a good push by the D-line.
Well,
didn't budge.
Gets up to the 30-yard line, brings up third down one.
And I think any time a team comes in and plays Lumen Christie for their first game, they're always going to feel like they need to work on some things.
Michigan Center can vouch for that the last 2 years. And definitely played better the second year, opening their season against Lumen with a 49-21 loss. And there's a back end throwing on third and one, completing the pass. And that's going to be a first down for St. Michael's. And
it was a short little rollout. We kind of dropped back as he went.
And that did look like what we kind of expected when you come out and run it those first couple times. James Shirelli on the catch and run there. 1st and 10, St. Michael's at the 39. But, you know, they stick to the run game this much in the first half, now able to run a little play action off of it and complete a pass and get a first down. This time a pitch out, mishandled, and loose on the field. And I think the Titans say they have it. They've said that before. Comes out of it, holding the football, 1st and 10, Lumen. Saw that pitch just a little high, something you might expect to see in the first game of the year. And the Titans were just aggressive and in the backfield and ready to make that bumper recovery.
Had a little spice on it and a little tall.
One more possession for the Titans here with 1:20 remaining in the first half. 42-0 lead for Lumen, another turnover. And it doesn't seem to matter which personnel group is in there for the Titans. They make plays.
I imagine this will be a run play.
Looks like King in the backfield again. We'll see the reaction from the fans. They're going to take a knee and wrap up the first half here. So you predicted the run play, and you didn't predict taking a knee. We'll try to count it down to halftime here for the Titans, getting in the locker room with a 42-0 lead. It's one of the things Herb Brogan does. It's the wise play. You can't make a mistake. You can't turn it over and give them something good happen for them with just a minute or so left to go in the half. But it's also the classy play to not run up the score against a team that's struggling. And we'll have a running clock when we come in here in the second half and see if St. Michael's can make some adjustments and make a little something happen when they come out in the second half.
Yep, we'll see what personnel they bring out. I'm guessing the Lumen Christie would keep their subs in.
And that one will take us to the half. 42-0 Titans at the half. All Lumen in the first half. Let's take a 3-minute break here. We'll come back. We'll recap the first half, and then we'll get things ready for the second half. We got the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment coming up, and more football to go. We'll get all the out-of-town scores we can get for you at the half. Again, Lumen Christie leads here 42-0. Second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. And we'll look forward to the third quarter coming up, brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center on WKHM. Back in three.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, he just jumps right out at you. Our next honoree
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers here at the half. It's a Hall of Fame induction halftime show here at Lumen Christi High School. Reminded me last year when we were out here and inducting Greg O'Connor into this Hall of Fame. So very cool to watch this again. And we'll give you trying to get you a list of everybody who's in the Hall of Fame tonight. Hall of Fame Lumen Christi fan right here in front of us, Eddie Z from Polka Time, right here on WKHM. You'll hear that this Sunday coming up at 8:30 a.m. Although you never know if Eddie's going to be there or if he's going to leave Polka Pat to handle all the activities on Sunday mornings.
Very well capable.
42-0 Titans. I think the story of the first half, Timmy, for me, was that fullback play.
Yeah.
They went back to that well a handful of times, turned into big plays, turned into touchdowns, and that was really the thing.
The first two or three runs, he got 2 or 3 yards, 4 or 5 yards, and then it opened up, and it seemed like, I don't know, the last 6 runs have went to 20 yards or more.
Yeah. Amarion Clay with a nice touchdown run, too. Hit a 28-yarder for the score. And he also had an interception in the first half. I don't want to, beat to death all the numbers and everything from the first half, but it really was all Lumen. Couple pass plays that worked for St. Michael's, but nothing really for them to go into the locker room and build on. They kind of got to figure out, let's get some building blocks here in our first possession in the second half, and maybe let's start with seeing if we can't stop Lumen 3 and out on one possession.
We did talk about the quarterback and the receiver in the pregame, and they did show some. I think later down in the season they might be successful with that.
Yeah, but it's tough to come out here in your first game and play the defending Division 7 state champions. They'll be in Division 6 this year, but they'll still be looking to defend the state title later in the year. And even coming off the loss to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep last week, I don't think Lumen takes that as anything but something to get better from. And so come playoff time, they're going to be as tough as anybody in the state when it comes to football. Thanks again to our first half sponsors, Industrial Steel Treating, Prime Cuts. We'll look forward to getting into the third quarter here. Spring Harbor Lumber and Home Center, fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry. Also want to mention Able Heating and Cooling, one of our sponsors, American Title Company, Phelps Towing. Will be Transit Mix. We did have a couple of scores. What was our last score update from that Michigan Center game?
It was still 7-6. I believe it is in halftime, almost third quarter.
What was that again?
7-6 at halftime. Almost started the third quarter.
So battle going on there. Our last update from Columbia Central was 13-6 at the half there with the Golden Eagles with the lead on the road against Napoleon. But that one's far from over, if you ask me, over there at Napoleon High School. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here at the half, and we'll get you the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. More football to play here in the second half at Lumen Christi. We'll be back. Titans lead at 42-0 over Toronto St. Michael's College School on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60. The smartest way.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Four former MHSAA pitchers have MLB wins, and we're less than 3 weeks away from releasing soccer postseason brackets. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. 8 years ago, in 2016, Spencer Schwellenbach, Jeff Criswell, Carl Kaufman, and Tommy Henry were all pitching for their high school teams in Michigan. Schwellenbach at Saginaw Heritage, Criswell at Portage Central, Kaufman at Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice, and Henry at Portage Northern. Three of them would go on to pitch at the University of Michigan together, Criswell, Kaufman, and Henry, where they helped the Wolverines to the 2019 College World Series Finals, losing to Vanderbilt. Schwellenbach pitched at Nebraska, and now all four have won a game in the major leagues. Henry was drafted by the Diamondbacks and got his first major league victory in 2022. Kaufman was picked by the Rockies and notched career win number one last season. Criswell was drafted by the A's and traded to Colorado, so he's once again Kaufman's teammate, and he recorded his first win this season. And Schwellenbach was taken by the Atlanta Braves and also got his first win earlier this year. Now, they've all got some catching up to do to match former Lansing Waverly star John Smoltz's Major League win number. The MLB Hall of Famer tallied 213 wins in his 21-year career. The MHSAA baseball record book and finals archives are all online. Just go to MHSAA.com and click on baseball. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Bay City Western's Kayla Montcalm, she shot a championship best 89 to help lead Western to the Bay County Girls Golf Championship. Kingsley's Jenna Middleton, she led the way with 45 kills over six matches as Kingsley went 6-0 to win their own volleyball invite. And to Armada's Jackson Malberg, he scored two touchdowns in a 14-0 win over Croswell Lexington, Armada's first win over Croslex since 2004.
Have a recent high school grad? They could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Today we're talking roster sizes and uniforms in cross country. In the regular season, a school can enter a maximum of 12 competitors, and the top seven contribute to the school's score. In the postseason, schools can enter a max of seven runners, with the top five contributing to the team's score. In the past, all members of a team had to wear identical uniforms, but that's no longer the case. Now, each runner must wear a uniform that clearly indicates their team through the use of their predominant school colors, school logo, or nickname. They don't have to be identical, but the school they are representing must be obvious, and it must be clear who your teammates are. Something to think about the next time you're getting ready to run 3.1 miles.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. While it may feel like the school year just started, believe it or not, we're just 4 weeks from the start of the boys' soccer postseason. A majority of teams in the state are about halfway through their regular seasons, and district play starts Wednesday, October 9th. The postseason brackets will be released on September 29th. District winners advance to regional starting October 22nd, and the semifinals are on October 30th. The finals will once again be at Grand Ledge High School, with all four division championships taking place on Saturday, November 2nd. The Division 4 final will start things off that day at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and Division 1 at 6 o'clock. And all four finals can be seen live on the NFHS network. Last year, Troy Athens, Grand Rapids Christian, Hudsonville Unity Christian, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian were all crowned champions. Each team's Michigan power rating, which is used to determine the seeds in each district, can be found online. Just go to MHSAA.com, select soccer, and then NPR. Also on the soccer page, learn more about red cards, handballs, and the offside rule. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all-natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to-go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small-town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, Tool music there on the rejoin. Tim, and we've got Queen out here on the field as Lumen Christi Titan marching band.
They do sound good.
Halftime show sounded good tonight. Halftime extended here at Lumen Christi for their Hall of Fame induction tonight, and thanks to the band, we have the list. And honorees tonight, Ann Best, was girls golf coach from 91 through 97. Was the first female coach in the history of Lumen Christi to lead her team to a state championship. Hall of Fame worthy for sure. Kara Cremens, she was a big cross-country star, track star here at Lumen Christi. Four state champion teams and three individual state championships. Went on to Western Michigan. One of her records still stands and has now been a coach herself at Loyola of Chicago and University of North Carolina, Charlotte. So that's
very impressive.
Yeah, impressive. Class of 93, Tim Crowley. And he went on to play at CMU. Still holds many top 10 CMU records for passing. And, of course,
it's the father of our quarterback here.
It's in the genes, apparently, to play quarterback at Lumen for the Crowleys. Tim, a Hall of Famer tonight. Steve Dunnigan, captain of the very first hockey team at Lumen. After graduation in June of 74, he became an assistant coach, helping to build a program that embodied the Titan spirit, says here. I don't need to go into all that, but I really just want to get the names. Nick Farrell graduated in 1999. Amassed records on the football field as well as on the track. Nick was a member of the 1996 state championship football team, and in 1998 became state champion long jumper. Andy Hawley, who has records here at Lumen Christi, he was the 1999 and 2000 high jump state champion. Was All-State in 98, 99, and 2000. Was named as the Jackson Sipat All-Decade Team and Nike All-American in 2000.
Wow, there you go.
For Andy Hawley. Maurice Jones, football, wrestling, and track and field. From the 2009 state champion football team. Gretchen Klotz, 10-year varsity letter winner. Ryan Lamar, of course, a 13-year professional baseball career for Ryan.
Yep.
And Derek Robinson, a 92 graduate of Lumen. Was on the wrestling team, found his true place on the golf course. And was named to the 1990 All-State team, the 91 All-State Super Team, and was named 1991 Mr. Golf in Michigan. Some of his school records still stand here at Lumen, a very good golf school,
yep,
to say the least, and played golf at Ball State. After a 15-year career as an automotive engineer, Derek went back to school and is now a dentist.
Oh, there you go.
That's the whenever I think, I enjoy my radio career, but there are many times, Tim, where I've said to myself, I should have been a dentist.
Yeah.
Take Fridays off, play a lot of golf.
Well, and he was very good at golf also.
Yeah, see? It goes hand in hand. Well, hey, let's take another two-minute commercial break. Second half coming up. Lumen Christi leads here 42-0 on WKHM. And we'll be back with the second half.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers on the broadcast. 42-0 lead for the Titans as we get ready to start the second half. Our third quarter brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center out on Spring Arbor Road. Of course, I love having them as a Parma resident. It's nice to have that spot that close to me to go in. You can't believe the selection over there.
And very convenient.
Yeah, they do so much more than you even know. Check out Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Appliances over there, too, if you need anything for your steel. Chainsaw, trimmer, blower, they've got you covered over there, too. Titans will get the football to start the second half. The first kickoff here, actually, for St. Michael's.
Well, let's see how we can do.
And Titan return team ready to go, and I'm trying to see who's deep there. Standing on the 10-yard line. And I think this looks like one of those moments where maybe the
rules are a little different.
Yep, the different rules are setting the Terriers back a little bit. Again,
the officials getting upset where they're supposed to be.
St. Michael's coming down from Toronto to be at this game tonight. Lining up, there's the kick. Pretty good boot. Ranging to the side, and it's going to bounce. Fielded by Clay there at the 4. Turns it up the field, and he's got some room up the sideline. To the 30, I think, before he's knocked out of bounds. Amarion Clay, 28-yard line. They'll spot it with 11. And the clock running here, 42-0 Titans.
This point in the game, you're just trying to work on individual improvement and hope nobody gets injured.
Good, got an update. 14-13, Napoleon now leading.
Ooh.
At home against Columbia Central. Rivalry game over there turning into a classic. They're 4:13 to go in the third quarter. We just started here, but our clock's going to keep running no matter what. Titans ball first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Leading 42-0. Gaston in at quarterback here. He gives it to Bushinski. On first down, no, that's not Bushinski. That's another carrier out to the 40-yard line, and it's a
contact.
Contact
ball carrier.
Same play.
Halftime, Jackson hosting Tecumseh tonight. That's a 20-8 Jackson lead. Nice conference win that could be for the Vikings if they can hold on.
Good solid team this year.
Yeah, the defense, especially Charles Johnson, Blair Pippen on that defense. Kind of linebacker play there.
Yep. Good anchors to that D. Yeah.
Speedy and sure tacklers. And they're versatile enough to, you know, they can get back in coverage and make plays. This is a really nice duo of players. And
makes it easy for a coach to call a defense.
Yeah. Goes far beyond that. Now we'll get some movement from the Titans. That'll be a false start against Lumen. So first and 10 from the 40, moving back 5. Really the first, gosh, I feel like that's the first penalty we've seen against Lumen except for that one pass interference.
They've always been a disciplined team.
One of their best features. Thank you, by the way, to Tom Ratchford for getting us the score from the Jackson game. 20-8 again, the Vikings in the lead. Titans lead a 42-0 here, first and 15. Quick pass by Gaston. Just a little quick slant. He tries to turn it outside. He's going to get it to about the 42, so we'll get 7 yards on the catch and run for Lumen, and that is Cooper is what I heard on the catch.
Yep. On the tackle for St. Michael's brings up second down and 8.
Smith second and 8 for the Titans. 9.5 to play. As again, we have a running clock here to start the second half. Titan Hall of Famers will be looking forward to heading out to celebrate their induction. It's a big deal. I-form gas and gets to the fullback again. A little stutter step, so he doesn't quite hit that hole like they were doing in the first half on that play. He's going to get one contact on the carry, and it'll be third down and seven.
Defense did their job on that play.
Fill in those gaps and close that hole up.
Yep.
Gaston coming in with the play from the sideline. 9 minutes now. 42-0 Titans in the third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. All the touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. There's a handoff to King. Head of steam, and he hits that hole with as much force as any running back in this Titan history. And he's going to come up just shy of that first down marker at the 50 by about a hair.
That defender with the tackle almost just caught him and went down with him.
But yeah, it's almost like you just kind of ride him to the ground and hope he doesn't carry you somewhere for somebody who's not a
short,
big kid.
Yeah. Linebacker did his job on that play.
It's fourth down and inches. Titan offense will stay on the field. Why not? They've been able to get a yard or two at minimum, and more likely to go even bigger than that sometimes. This is another fullback play, and he's dragging a guy. He's going to get that first down distance to the 48. First down, Luma Christie.
Attention, all parents. Your children need to be in the stands. Question, all parents, your children need to be in the stands immediately.
You can tell it's high school football.
Yeah, we've got some...
immediately.
That some is straight kids out here on the track at Lumen Christie tonight with the Hall of Fame going on. And Jesse Brown, the athletic director out here, making the announcement that they need to get into the stands.
That is one of the great things about an atmosphere like this. Friday night, you get the kids playing behind the bleachers, and then this point on the track.
Hand off, nice jump cut. Getting past the defender, kind of ran out of real estate, but a nice run. Again, the depth for the Titans running backs right now showing off. And another great carry.
And that was contact also?
No, I think that was a new back. That came from a tailback position.
Oh.
And let's see if I can get a number. Nolan Huff, I believe, on the carry.
Oh, there was a flag.
Bring him back, flag against Lumen Christie. We're down to 6:54 and the clock running here at Lumen Christie. And a holding penalty will bring that back. So it'll still be, make it first and nine after the penalty. So it was a spot call, so they bring it back. So it's first and nine here for Lumen. There's another handoff, and that's again going to Huff, and he's going to get past the 45 to about the 43 before coming down.
Linebacker with a nice job fighting off that block.
Second down at five here for Lumen.
Brings up second down and 5 yards.
The clock runs now down toward the six-minute mark.
And I am trying my hardest to give some credit to the defense, but this roster is not helping me much.
I guess if you're coming all the way from Canada, you got a weekend trip, and you didn't bring the printed roster, you don't worry about it that much.
Well, maybe they were thinking we don't need it.
There's another give to contact from the fullback spot, and he dives out. Going to get the 5 yards for the first down, and that'll get inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. First and 10 Titans there with 5.5 to play.
Those interior runs all game long.
Again, 42-0 Titans. We're in the third quarter, running clock, as is the rule. And Lumen's been able to kind of hold it here and just kind of continue to keep the clock running and continue to keep the ball running and making plays.
They did have a couple of pass plays, get the some second string, third string in some reps.
You get your backup QB, Benny Gaston, in there throwing the football a couple times. 77.
I think it's a good way to justify to run some passing plays.
Now the Titans take a delay of game penalty. And we get down inside of 5 minutes and the clock runs, and we'll move it back 5 yards. Make it first and 15 from the 43-yard line for Lumen. A And there's another fullback dive. And again, contact, I can only assume, I don't see the number yet, but he carries it past the 35 to about the 34 on first down, and they need a 15. He got about 8 of them right there.
He carried 2 of them in the last 5 yards. There are 2 defenders.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5.5 or so, 6, let's call it, for first down here on second. After the penalty, Lumen making another play. And again, that just inside run, going with the big set, the line. It may be a group award for the player of the game tonight for that offensive line for the Titans, because they've really dominated. Although,
St. Michael's is not a small-sized team.
No.
They've got some hefty defensive linemen.
And he was playing tight end when I saw it earlier. And he's on the defensive end position here. That's one of the biggest kids I've seen all year, number 97 out there. He's got to be 6. He's every bit of 6'6". Calvin Vandercoy? Vandercoy. Big kid. And he's athletic big, not, you know, thick big.
As parent of teenage boys, I can only assume his parents are spending some money. He's well fed.
And he's probably gone through several different shoe sizes. I would like to have been his little brother, because you knew you were going to get some hand-me-down shoes that were slightly used, if at all.
You outgrow them quickly.
You do when you're getting that big at 16, 17 years old. Fourth down now for the Titans after a short gain there. Call it 4 yards. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first, so we've really worked through this clock almost nonstop since they got it started.
Tailback run.
There's a first down for Lumen. And we're down to 2:30. They'll move the chains. GLC with the update. Orioles take a leadoff walk in the 8th. Herter had retired 17 in a row before getting pulled out in that case. Tigers lead is still 1-0. Needing a good pitching performance if you can't get any runs. And they've had it.
When was the last time they've been this relevant this late in the season?
It's been a while, and it's
kind of exciting, yeah.
Give you something to shoot for, and going up against that good Baltimore team a bit, that's be a huge win with a series coming up with Kansas City next week, and that's really your chance to move into that wild card spot.
We need to play the White Sox a few more times.
First and 10 Titans, and there's another little slower to develop run play, and stopped for a short gain, but again, still a gain. Good tackle there by St. Michael's, and I've got on the carry 25. I don't. We're getting into the bench and some of these names that aren't quite
that's
roster worthy. 42-0 still. We're down to 95 seconds to play in the third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber at Home Center. There's another fullback dive, and he got grabbed from behind, jersey pull. Not quite a horse collar, but definitely pulling him down from the back. And not before he's able to gain about 5 yards, bring up third down here for Lumen. And I didn't see who was on the carry, Tim.
I did not also.
It's a cloud of dust out there on the turf field here for Lumen. We're down to the 62nd mark in the third quarter, though. And this will be, I know we saw a first quarter a couple years ago, Lumen at Western, where the Western had the ball for the entire first quarter.
Controlled the entire time, yeah.
Only to come out in the second quarter and miss a field goal.
Wasn't it at Western?
Yep, at Western. They remember it up here in the booth, too. That carry on third down goes past the first down marker to the 11-yard line. That'll move the chains for Lumen with 30 seconds to play in the third.
Well, it goes to show you that the starters obviously are in the weight room, but so are the backups and the rest of the team. They do work just as hard. Same result.
Oh, man, that's something you'll notice. You see these kids as maybe sophomores, underclassmen on the varsity, and then you see them like the next year. And they've all added just
they put the work in, and it shows.
That weight room is an important part of the process for being a good high school football team.
When a program like this, there is no off season.
Yeah, time's up here in the third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Titans still lead at 42-0. They'll have first and 10 from the 11-yard line when we come back. 60-second commercial break, and we'll get to the fourth quarter on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Fourth quarter ready. Titans first and 10 from St. Michael's 11-yard line, and we get a false start against the Titans right away to back it up. Clock hasn't started yet, but when it does, it'll keep rolling. Game coverage brought to you by Tom Coffee, Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling. And our fourth quarter brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry. See Nick Fuller down there front row tonight watching his kid as a part of this Titans lineup. And, of course, proprietor at Schlenker's as well. So, getting your carpets cleaned by day and filling your belly by at lunchtime. First down and 15, and contact's going to carry down to the 10-yard line, so he'll get all five of the penalty yards back and then plus one more. Oh, no, they spotted on the 11, so they'll move it back. So it'll be second and 10 now for Lumen.
Well, a lot of film on this game is going to be them fullback dives.
Yeah. Well, and I say, imagine your next week's opponent for the Titans.
Not showing them much, are they?
No. They go to play Detroit U of D Jesuit, and they're going to see a bunch of fullback carries and some pass plays and not be really be able to prepare for the Titans based off of this film. And we'll get about 5 yards on second down, bring up third and six. 42-0 lead for Lumen Christi. They're at the St. Michael's 7-yard line. They can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. I'd be shocked. Although, I guess that we had Bashinsky tackled a couple times on the 1-yard line in the first half. Again, 42-0 our score for the Titans. They've led the whole way. And there's a quick throw for Gaston. And maybe miscommunication between him and the receiver, because that was almost dangerous. That was
almost the quarterback was there.
Defense was there, ready to. If he intercepts that, it's a foot race to the end zone down there. 10-16 and counting down in the fourth quarter. 42-0 lead for the Titans, and bring up fourth down from the 7.
You still get a few good reps from your backups, and like we were talking about film, something to work on.
Yeah. And they will come out with the offense on the field here, fourth down. And another dive for the fullback. He's not going to get to the first down marker inside of the 5-yard line. So it'll be first down St. Michael's, and they'll put it on the 3.
Defense did converge quite well on that one.
Indeed they did.
Vandercook with the stop for the Terriers.
So, that's kind of took it down to the 2-yard line from here, Tim, but if
maybe,
you're a Lumen, you give it back
three,
to them.
Yeah.
But the way the Lumen defense has corralled this St. Michael's offense, you don't love being St. Michael's pinned back in their own end zone area.
No, and kind of dangerous to drop back and throw in this point of the field.
Let's try to get some breathing room. And they'll take a timeout. 9:05 to play here. Fourth quarter. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. I can get a drink of water, and we'll continue this game when we come back on WKHM.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Titans give it back to St. Michael's on their own 3-yard line. Update from
Jonesville.
Jonesville still 7-6.
Yes, sir. After three.
Cardinals and Comets in a battle. Back to throw in the end zone, and the quarterback, Kelly, just gets it away before getting sacked for a safety. So an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up second down and 10 from the 3-yard line, deep in their own territory. And risky play there for St. Michael's to try and throw from that spot.
You know, I should have called it. Throw it deep when you're in backed up in your end zone.
We're down to 8.5 minutes to play here, fourth quarter at Lumen Christi. Titans lead at 42-0 under center St. Michael's, and they will hand off this time. And he's caught at the end zone, able to battle his way out, but he gets nothing more than the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 10. Springport right now with a 21-12 lead over Sand Creek in the third quarter, looking to get to 3-0 to start the season for Ben Pack over the new coach over there. Did I say the right guy?
I'm not exactly sure.
Why can't I recall? Anyway, yeah, Springport hasn't been 3-0 in a while, I don't think, so nice start for the Spartans out there. I formation here for St. Michael's, again in the shadow of the goalposts. Play action, looking to throw, rolling out. He's going to have time. If he wants to pull it down and run, he can. He gets the throw instead, and oh, man. Knocked away. Nearly picked off. That was contact back in coverage. Almost baiting him into making that throw, coming across and maybe picking it off there instead.
Closed just out quickly on that.
Knocks it down, deflection, and it's 4th down and 10 again for St. Michael's. And punting down for the Terriers. 7:15 to play and ticking away in the fourth quarter. Last update from Jackson High. We had a 20-14 lead late in the third over Tecumseh. Vikings trying to hold on and get that SEC white win. Snap goes up high. And
he stepped out of the back of the end zone.
Did step on the end line for a safety. So that snap to the punter up high. He went up and kept it from going over his head out of bounds. But he caught it and then stepped on the end line there. So 2 points more for the Titans, and they'll get the football back as well, leading 44-0.
A little more nerve-wracking when your punter has got his feet in the back end line and you try to snap it and it's a little shorter than you'd normally have.
So we got Tigers still leading 1-0. Bottom of the 8, combined no-hitter for the pitching staff and leading 1-0. So get Tiger tilt if you want to flip over to Fox Sports 101.9 FM to hear that. I wouldn't blame you. It's 44-0 here. Shout out to Adam listening. Sticking in for the broadcast here with the clock about to get under the, we're under the 7-minute mark. And they'll start it up again with the kick and get it running again. And it won't stop, I don't think, until that final buzzer sounds.
I imagine a very quick 6:57.
And I imagine, yeah, Titans won't go out there and throw it around or anything. And here comes the kick. And he...
What?
Didn't kick it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that was.
Maybe an official.
He just whipped it? No. It's like I wasn't looking. Go ahead and kick it again.
Well, maybe St. Michael's did not have enough on the field.
It's just a practice swing. Just a practice swing. All right, here we go. We'll try to kick it again. Yeah, he bombs that one pretty well. And over the return guy's head, back to the 12-yard line, picked up there by Clay. Now he's got some room to run. Gets away from the pursuit to the 23, brought down. And that's where the Titans will take over with 6:45 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Of course, our fourth quarter, as I mentioned, brought to you by Fuller's Kemp Dry Schlenkers.
Looked like one of the return men tried to signal fair catch, and then he dropped it. So the other return man picked it up and run. I don't know what the rule is on that. If one calls for it and doesn't catch it, the other one can.
Yeah, so they will move it back to the 15, it looks like. I guess if they signal for fair catch,
and then wherever it's down, yeah.
I didn't see him signal fair catch. But it got a little over his head, and he kind of tried to jump and grab it and missed it.
I think he was caught off guard by how deep that kick was.
Vikings have scored again. They double up Tecumseh now, 28-14, middle of the third quarter.
Same play up the middle.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything special here from the Titans. I think in the last 5:45, they want to let this clock run out. Be glad to get a win here at home on Hall of Fame night. Be glad to have nobody get injured tonight. I think I'll knock on wood for that really quick.
That is a very successful night with no injuries.
And they can start thinking about what they're going to do next week against U of D Jesuit. We'll still keep you going with the out-of-town scoreboard here. 28-14 against Jackson, leading Tecumseh. And see what else we've gotten. There's another handoff into the middle of the field on second down and 8. Going to be stopped for a short loss. Make it third and 9. Last we had from Napoleon, the Pirates were leading the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central 14-13 at the end of 3.
Ooh.
No status update from there yet. Last update from center was 7-6. They were leading Jonesville.
Attention, we are all clear.
No updates from Jackson Springport also.
All clear.
They successfully ushered all the children into the stands. 4.5 to play and the clock running. Big third down here for the Titans to, handoff exchange, and the Titans dive on it. They'll lose some yardage here, and we might get our first Titan punt of the night.
How many memories are these little ones going to have running around? Remember when the police made us get off the field?
You just feel like a bad boy. Remember Project Graduation? We got our bus pulled over.
Memories, yeah. I wonder who still does remember that.
All right. I think the police officer that pulled us over remembered that till he passed. I talked to him about it fondly one time. There's a carry at 4th down and 10. Did they get it all 10?
Yes.
They did move the chains, and that's another King carry, I believe.
You might be
trying
right.
Trying to confirm that with his number one fan down here in front of us in the King Bushinski section. And we're down to 3.5 now, 44-0. And King will come out of the game.
Making some high fives on the sideline.
You like that, being able to get that 10 yards, not have to throw it or anything, and but not giving it back to St. Michael's. You can just kind of sit on this and run out this last 3 minutes. There's another fullback dive. And they'll get about 2 on that carry, maybe 3 with forward progress, and that is where the spot goes out to the 29-yard line.
Well played by the defense.
2nd down and 7 here for Lumen. Yep, 44-0. I anticipate will be our final here, Tim. We won't do too extended of a post game. We'll be glad to let everybody finish up. Turn it over to K105.3 for the conclusion of that Napoleon Columbia Central game, if you want, or catch the 9th inning of the Tigers game on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Join us here at WKHM tomorrow, 11 a.m. for the pregame. We'll kick it off at noon, University of Michigan and Arkansas State, following the Harvest Solar program at 10 o'clock. And they carry it on second down for maybe another 2 yards on the other side of the 30. They make a third down about 3 here for Lumen with 2:10 ticking away.
Gains a couple yards. It's going to be third down and 3 for the Titans.
Well, barring something strange with a scoop and score, I do believe you will be right about the 44-0 score.
I think, and I don't know, I mean, you get this first down and then you just start taking a knee.
Yep.
So it'll be, again, Benny Gaston playing quarterback for most of the second half here, and really part a little bit of the first half. They give to the fullback. He'll get out to the 35, which is the line to gain, and they'll move the chains, and that's going to do it
that
from here.
Will.
90
yep.
seconds left. I'd be surprised if they even do a snap and a handoff anymore or just let this end. Toronto St. Michael's made the trip for a 44-0 defeat. Tell you what, they just look first game of the year. You go out and play a team as fine-tuned as Lumen Christi is all the time.
Yep.
That's a tough way to start the season. I don't think they'll see anything quite this tough all year, at least in that power run game that the Titans do. So we'll stick here until the buzzer sounds, and then we'll wrap it up from here at Lumen Christi Hall of Fame night. They'll get a 44-0 victory over Toronto St. Michael's. The Blue Terriers, I believe, is the
student section. This goes to you. Pick up your section tonight, students.
Recommendation for the student section to pick up their litter before they evacuate the stadium tonight. And
someone in my profession, yes, I do appreciate that.
And they should take pride in that. Those students should take pride in making sure there's not a piece of trash to be found anywhere here in the bleachers. If I were them, I'd go clean up the whole bleachers. Eddie Z, shout out to Eddie Z, Titans number one fan. Great game tonight for Lumen. 10 seconds will tick off. They're already in the handshake line. 44-0, the final. Titans victorious over Toronto St. Michael tonight. 2-minute commercial break. We'll be back with a brief post game on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399979.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers on the post game here. 44-0, the final. Lumen Christi victorious over Toronto St. Michael. Those guys will get to go and maybe root for a University of Michigan victory tomorrow as they stick around in the States a little longer. But Yeah, it just came out, and it was had to be a little culture shock. Of course, we know that the rules aren't quite the same, the field dimensions aren't quite the same, and to come out and play your first game against this Titan team who's obviously very prepared, got to be tough.
Those individual battles in football, no matter where you play, still apply. And we saw Lemon Christie do what they normally do to everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can offer any sales, if there are any St. Michael's fans listening still, Lumen does this to everybody.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
not unique in any way. This is just kind of the way they play. They'll move on. Titans will take on Detroit U of D Jesuit. As we got an update, Michigan Center taking a 14-6 lead over Jonesville. Kind of recovering from the loss of their quarterback, a meniscus and ACL for Hinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to miss the rest of this year and maybe most of the basketball season too, which is tough. But he's a tough kid, so if he can play, he will, I'm sure.
Good speedy recovery, we hope.
We root for that. And the Cardinals look like they're poised for a victory tonight. Our last update from Columbia Central and Napoleon. The Pirates had a one-point lead, 14-13, in the third quarter of that one. Jackson had a two-touchdown lead against Tecumseh at home, hoping to pull off their conference win in that one and keep a good, strong season, good, strong early season going for the Vikings. And there's your out-of-town scoreboard here, 44-0. Lumen Christie, as I mentioned, they'll be taking on U of D Jesuit next on the road next Friday. And, look to get a little winning streak put together. Good bounce-back game here after the loss last week. And now they'll look to keep that momentum going on. As far as our broadcast, we'll be active on the road next week. We've got to go to Pinckney to see those Jackson Vikings on the road taking on Pinckney. So we'll be traveling and bring you that action from. So we'll drive to Pinckney so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Tim, thanks so much. Your first broadcast. You have a good time.
I appreciate the invite.
You'd love to have this be maybe a little more contested game, but
being an offensive line coach, I did like to see this kind of an effort.
And I guess that ends up being kind of our player of the game. With that's brought to you again by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, player of the game. And the Lumen Christie offensive line going to take the win tonight. It was really, it didn't matter who carried the ball, it seemed. And there was some good ball carrying from the fullback position all night. Tailbacks had big gains. And it didn't seem to matter who was in there. They were going to get them running lane. And by the way, not just the starting line, but they started putting players in there off the bench.
Yep.
And they still had similar success. So
I wish we could name them all off real quick.
Right. We'd never get to all of them. And if we left anyone out, I'd feel ashamed. So the Titans offensive line, our players of the game tonight, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. The Titans offensive line brought the heat tonight in the game. And thanks to Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Glad to have them on board. Thanks to all of our sponsors. First quarter for IST. Second quarter for Prime Cuts. Third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Fuller's Chem Dry on the fourth quarter. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, all of our touchdowns tonight. We didn't have any of those in the second half.
No, pretty quick.
Because the Titans just kind of sat on that ball and let the clock run out. And player of the game for Industrial Steel Treating, the Titans offensive line. Hall of Fame night here at Lumen Christie. Titans are victorious. And let's see, I got a couple of other scores. Ida and Clinton tied at 8 right now.
Ooh, those are always a good one.
That'll be a good one. Jackson High, 28-14 over Tecumseh right now. Tigers threatened in the eighth, but Vierling strikes out. Top of the ninth, still the no-hitter going. Combined no-hitter for the Tigers pitchers. Hilton coming in for the ninth with one out now. Minute 35 to go, and Michigan Center leading 14-6. And our last update from Napoleon was a 14-13 score. So we'll see what we get there. We're going to wrap it up here for Lumen Christie. Again, the Titans win at 44-0. For Tim Reimers, our executive producer, Luke Moorhead, back in the studio. I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next Friday night.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan.
Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.